For the strength of youth. Lots of hands, plenty of help. Everyone is needed in the work of God. You know the work of the priesthood involves everybody. See a great work, and you're doing it, in this issue for more. Check out what these young women and young men have to say about how they help in this great work. What can you do this week? Sidebar. This is our work. As men and women, sisters and brothers, sons and daughters of God, we move forward together. This is our opportunity, our responsibility, and our blessing. This is our destiny, to prepare the kingdom of God for the return of the Savior. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Power in the Priesthood, Ensign, November 2013, page 95.
For a personal progress project, I made goodie baskets for some of the priesthood holders and women who were great examples to me. I enjoyed doing this. We can participate in the work of the priesthood by serving others, teaching the gospel, or even cleaning the church. These all show that you support the priesthood. Kaylin W., age 14, Georgia, USA.
Every time we do the work of the Lord, we're participating in the work of the priesthood, as its purpose is to bring souls to Christ to receive His gospel. I do this as I find my ancestors' names to take to the temple so they can receive essential priesthood ordinances. This blesses my life as I have greater protection from the adversary. I've also done things as simple as giving out a pass-along card, inviting someone to church, or volunteering at my brother's school. As we look for opportunities to serve each other each day, we're participating in the work of the priesthood, for which Heavenly Father will bless us. Sarah H., age 14, Perth, Australia.
A few years ago, I made friends with a nice girl, and I wanted to introduce her to the church. I started out by inviting her to primary activities. After we turned 12, she came to mutual with me. Then, one day, I felt prompted to invite her to church. I prayed to calm my nervousness. Soon after that, she was coming to church with me often. This experience was such a blessing in my life because I see how much Heavenly Father cares for her and all of His children. She's been coming since then, and we all love her. You never know what a simple prompting will turn into. I encourage everyone to follow those promptings and help participate in the priesthood work in small and simple ways. Abby D., 13, Idaho, USA.
I participate in the work of the priesthood by serving as a home teacher with my father. One way we serve our home teaching families is by administering priesthood blessings. Though I cannot yet directly participate in the ordinance, I enjoy witnessing the administration of the blessing and therefore the service rendered to our families. Throughout Jesus Christ's life, all He did was serve others. By continually looking for ways to serve and bless those around you, you will receive true joy. I know this to be true because the Holy Spirit has testified this to me. The 13th article of faith says that we believe in doing good to all men. So if we strive to do good and to serve others, then we will be eternally blessed. Stephen M., 15, Oregon, USA.
I can help in the work of the priesthood by setting an example of God's standard. We young women can encourage young men to stay worthy of the priesthood and stand united as Zion's youth in latter days. This has blessed my life by helping me grow closer to my Father in heaven and by helping me better understand my divine role as a future mother in Zion. Abigail C., 14, Texas, USA.
A friend in my ward was less active. He was having family problems and stopped coming to church and mutual. One week, another friend and I went to invite him to church. He said he didn't want to come, but we kept at it every week. More people from our quorum started joining us, and we had 2 to 5 people every week inviting him to church. After a year of invitations, he came with us. He has been coming to church more than before and back to mutual activities. Never give up because the best things take time. Trent D., 16, from Utah, USA.
Sidebar. This is our work. by Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. As men and women, sisters and brothers, sons and daughters of God, we move forward together. This is our opportunity, our responsibility, and our blessing. This is our destiny, to prepare the kingdom of God for the return of the Savior. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Power in the Priesthood, Ensign, November 2013, page 95.
End of the article. Lots of hands, plenty of help.